GoldPanda live and direct, dublab.com.
Thank you.
dublab.com. Gold Panda, blazing holes in our minds in the right way. So wonderful.
Sorry about the abrupt end.
Sorry.
Oh, it was wonderful. Let me get you some headphones. You can join us. Oh, there you go. Join us in the world of sound.
Hey, we're good.
Yeah, that was amazing. Oh, you can just take the mic out. Yeah, there we go.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Sorry. I've made it very unprofessional for you there with my...
That was wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, well, it's really cool. Yeah, thanks.
Welcome to our chamber of nerdness.
It's very nice to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It was supposed to be a while ago, but I let you down, didn't I? Where was I?
You know, suspense, anticipation.
Yeah.
Now, climax. Here we are. We're in the place. That was wonderful. Thanks so much.
Ah, thanks, man. I can do more, you know. I just that's a new track. And
what's the name of that one?
That is called MPB. It stands for something that I'm not disclosing just yet. But
Well, there is also the MPB, the Brazilian MPB, the popular music of Brazil. It's
okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So you
it's
could just
that.
Say it's that.
No, it's way less good.
Way less good.
yeah. I'll explain it when I can release it. I'll give it some
good
background. Yeah.
I think the first music I heard of yours was the Miami EP.
Okay, Miami.
Miami, yeah.
Well, the thing is a place in Tokyo, which is, it's just outside of Tokyo, actually. And I called it that because I was living there for a while, and I thought it sounded like Miami.
Yeah.
Like a...
See, that's what I thought. I thought it was just a clever way to spell Miami.
Okay, yeah, Miami. Miami-ku. It's a ward in Japan.
Nice. Yeah. How long were you staying there?
I was staying there. I lived there for about a year.
Cool.
I think it was 2004 or something.
Nice.
But my Japanese wasn't very good then, and then I studied Japanese afterwards.
That's the other way around.
I did it totally backwards, and now I'm really rusty because Gold Panda's kind of doing okay. So
yeah.
I haven't had time to practice, and it's something you have to practice every day, especially the reading and writing. And
yeah. Did you pick up some kanji and stuff? Did you know how to write?
I've got about 2,500 kanji down. So yeah,
that's great.
But yeah,
it's formidable vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah. I'm okay, but my speaking has gone totally wrong now.
Mm.
It's just I know when I go there, it'll be fine and it will come back to me. But
yeah,
it's like being away and just know that it's in like this the back of your mind somewhere.
Yeah.
You have to kind of dig it out.
Rinse it out. I'm sure when you go there, yeah, it'll just come right out. Were you studying in Japan?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. But only my off my own back. I wasn't in any schools or anything.
Cool.
But yeah, I just lived there actually for a year and taught English to pay for living costs. But my English is, you know, I don't know why. People ask you, why do you say that?
Yeah.
You know, you have to explain the grammar and I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a great place to be, though. Did you travel around when you were in Japan?
Yeah. I still haven't been really north, and I haven't been totally south. So,
yeah.
I've only been Kyoto, Yamagata.
Some Kansai.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Nice. Yeah. And when you were living out there, were you making music, too?
Yeah. I made one of the tracks from the Miami EP there.
Cool.
And, I always feel like I need to be really comfortable somewhere to make music. But
yeah. Hot
you know, I always worry that, oh, if I go somewhere and I only have a few things, I'm not going to be able to make any tracks.
Yeah.
But then it always works out okay. So
yeah.
It's, yeah. So yeah, being there and traveling and teaching English, and I still managed to get some tracks done. So
cool.
Yeah, it was good.
And what's your favorite Japanese dish?
Eel, anything with eel.
Yeah.
Eel on rice, or just if you go to a sushi and get like the steamed eel.
Nice.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Pretty tasty. Now I'm getting hungry. Do you have any eel on you by any chance?
No, sorry. No.
I think there's
eel jerky.
In the stand in the corner. They
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Eel burritos.
Eels, yes.
We're in the land of
eel
fusion cuisine. So.
Okay.
And so after. So Lucky Shiner came out on Ghostly, your full-length album, and you have something new coming out, right? A new EP?
I've got, well, there's Marriage, which is a track from Lucky Shiner, is coming out. It's out digitally now, but it's coming out on vinyl.
Cool.
It's got four remixes on there, one by Baths, or Baths, Forest Swords, Star Slinger, and a guy called Halls.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's... yeah, quite a lot of good stuff on there, actually. The way it's been remixed has just been amazing.
Cool. So if people want to find more info, iamgoldpanda.com. I'm not, but that's the place to go. Yeah. You should say it, actually. Then it would be true.
Iamgoldpanda.com.
Nice.
Is me.
So people can discover and watch some videos. There's that Snow and Taxis video. It's really beautiful and can get deep into the world of Gold Panda. Cool.
Should have some more stuff out later this year, hopefully.
Yeah. And so you're in the midst of this tour with Dan Mantle right now.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's been really good, like more than I could ever have hoped for, really.
Great.
The crowds have been amazing. People moshing, crowd surfing.
Did you jump into the mosh? Did you join them?
No, I don't know how. You know, because if I was a lead singer or something, I could jump in with the mic and kind of join them, but... I mean, yeah.
Has anyone ever done it with their laptop? Not
I
yet, huh?
No, I'd like to.
I guess if you
then you'd, you know, unplug, it'd be all geeky. Like, oh, I've got to turn off power down.
Watch my firewire drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell them maybe, hey, can you put me back in the station about 30 more seconds because my battery's about to run out.
Yeah,
exactly.
I did a show in London before coming over here, and I forgot to plug in my Mac. And it was in backstage, and... It was on like, you know, you get the little sign that says 5 minutes remaining or whatever, and that came up.
Short show.
Do you run to the...
I had to run off and get it, yeah. Very unprofessional.
Wow.
It made it quite exciting. Just trying to get the track done before the battery.
Yeah.
I guess you could do it if you had an iPad. Doesn't like Gaslam Killer goes around the club DJing with his iPad?
Oh, my God.
So wild. Crazy. Wild and crazy. Dublab.com with Gold Panda and Dan Mantle.
Should I do a couple more tracks and then hand it over to Dan Mantle?
Yeah, sure. It sounds good. Yeah, we're excited to you know, keep it going and have fun. So maybe we'll hop in a couple more tracks and then stay tuned. Dan Mantle will be up. Dublab, more from Gold Panda right now. Thank you. Gold Panda, live and direct on dublab.com. So great. That was like, I felt like the Pacific Sea Foam there at the end, just rushing to a close, just cruising onto the shore, to the glistening sand.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
That was amazing.
It was great.
I loved it.
Thanks for having me. It's really good. And it's good to see Dan Mantle every day.
Yeah.
Live. It's so good, yeah. I'm so jealous of his music, and especially his new stuff. So
did you guys know each other prior to the tour?
No, yes, we toured UK before.
Cool.
Did some German shows together. Yeah, so it's very good. Yep.
That's great. It's good to have a good touring partner. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Well, no, not one that's better than you. Oh, I need to pick someone terrible.
That'll be the next time. Next time, just like a out of tune one man band or something.
Yeah, just like an elastic band and like a slipper.
Yeah, I think that's
that a good.
To be like some bad skiffle band or something. Yeah. I think that's the next tour. You talk to your booking agent and see if you can put that together.
Some skiffle.
Yeah, skiffle. Okay. Shitty skiffle.
Yeah,
bands.
Skiffle and bass or something. Like
yeah, I think that'd be great. How deep into the tour are you guys now?
We're halfway now, so okay. It's just 2 weeks. I've done 3 or 4 in America before.
Wow.
And that's too much for me. I'm old now, so...
Yeah.
I need to go home.
Go home.
I don't mind touring. It's just that I'm not really good on long periods of time of touring. I just get annoyed, especially in a car as well.
It gets tough.
Yeah.
Get stuff. Are you guys? You're in a car this time and flying.
We're in a Dodge Challenger.
Yeah, it's kind of nice though. It's kind of nice to have be sleek and compact. And,
that's nice. It's
zip
nice.
Through the world.
I just wish we had a van so I could read a book. I get car sick. So in a car is too small. In a van I'm fine. So I can't do anything. I can't make tracks and I can't read a book.
You maybe get some virtual reality glasses or something, some goggles.
Maybe I should get a 3DS.
3DS?
Because I hear that you can look through the camera and you can actually grab stuff. It makes an object in front of you. So I thought that would be good for driving. It made driving a lot more fun.
As long as you're not driving. Yeah. You're not the one actually doing the driving, that'll get dangerous. Have you taken the wheel on these American streets?
No. I'm scared. The roads are too big. I'm worried about crossing like 4 lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
To turn left.
Battling with semi trucks and
I
remember the first time I had to get on a LA freeway. I was terrified. I felt like, okay, here we go, and this is big adventure and hope for the best.
It can be a little daunting. My first freeway driving experience when I was, in driving school or whatever as a teenager, was nighttime in the middle of a rainstorm.
Drunk.
No, but I think that my driving instructor was with your
eyes covered.
He just kind of kept taking out, like dried scorpions and rattlesnake tails and stuff.
What?
And was showing me all this weird, these weird curios he was carrying around in his wallet, in his pocket, and wanted to show me his scorpion collection and just tell me how to say, speak obscenities in Spanish. It was the weirdest thing. And I was so scared. And he's there, could not care less. And then the next day, we were out on a little driving thing. And he said, okay, you stop here. And he got out of the car, took a vacuum cleaner out of the trunk, went into a house, and came out an hour later.
Now you're kidding me.
I was sitting in the car for an hour. And I think he went in and had a leisurely lunch in there. And I was just sitting
in the
car.
I thought he was vacuuming.
He could have. Maybe he
maybe
had
it's a cleaning job on the
did
side.
He bring the, did he bring
true.
The vacuum back?
He did not, no.
Huh. Maybe he had to drop it and hey, you want to stop for lunch? Okay, he's like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Maybe he was catching scorpions. You never know. So anyway, if you're out there, you taught me so much. Thank you so much. You taught me so much with so little effort. He taught me to never fear a scorpion when it's looking you straight in the eye, as long as it's dry.
As you're driving,
yeah. Well, we hope that your road be free of scorpions.
Yeah, it's pretty free of scorpions.
May the horizon be bright. May the future be
good.
Good. Yeah, that's an easy one. Yeah, I need to May you enjoy everything happy.
Happy joy.
Happy joy. All right. Gold Panda. I am goldpanda.com.
Thank you.
And yeah, pleasure to have you come in and share the music. It was really wonderful.
Yeah, it was fun, man.